From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When John the Baptist heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet, the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Cam Franklin's here. I think Cam Franklin is so cool. I have to, full disclosure, full warning, I landed on an airplane that from Israel yesterday around 9, and so I am somewhat jet-lagged, and so if I say something ridiculous, I'm sorry, Cam, and sorry to all of you, just your grace will help. In the beginning, in the very beginning, we hear one thing from our Genesis text. The voice of God said, "Let there be light." It's the first thing. The voice of God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. I take you all the way back there because, full warning to members of the vestry who are here tonight, the last time I was in Israel, in 2009, I spent the night, actually, from about 8:30 in the evening to around 4:30 in the morning in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which contains both the tomb of Jesus and Golgotha. It's a very old building built in 325-something, brought there by Helena, Constantine's mother, Emperor Constantine's mother. So I spent the night there, and I had a revelation. The voice came, and I came back here, and 2 years later, we gutted the sanctuary and borrowed $3.1 million and changed it into what you are into now. In 2014, I went back to Israel with a group of folks from here, and I had a long, similar pilgrimage. I went down and spent this time about an hour by myself down in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in the Chapel of Helena, which is the very base of the place. It was an old cistern, old quarry. It's the place where they believe the crucifixion wood was thrown. So Helena finds the true cross of Jesus there, and takes it back to Rome with her, and then sends pieces of it around to all the churches. So I spent time there, had another revelation, came back, and we began the 5 o'clock service. I believe that is something we should all be excited about. The reason you should be nervous is I went to Israel, I went to the Chapel of Helena, I sat there by myself, and we have no idea what's going to happen next. I just heard, "Get up and leave," but it was a nun who told me I was in her way. Anyway, the voice. I was reading today a sermon from Constantine. Excuse me, not Constantine, Augustine. All the teens, they just kind of run. But Augustine wrote this sermon, and he talked about two things that I thought were pretty cool for tonight's reading. You have to have the voice in order to proclaim the word. John is the voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way for the word. And that's who we say Jesus is, the voice and the word. And it's funny, in the passage, Jesus says, go and tell John what you see and hear. That the blind are made well, that the lame walk, that the deaf can hear, that the poor have the good news brought to them. Go and tell him those things. Use your voices to tell John that, yes, the Messiah is here and has arrived. Advent, as you may or may not know, is a season of four Sundays. It's the beginning of the church year. The church celebrates these four Sundays as a way of preparing. We say we're preparing for Christmas, but we're actually doing something a little bit more. Each year we are asked to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus into our lives. The reemergence of Jesus into our lives, the way we do that every year where we celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus, we say this is an amazing thing, but we must prepare for it. So we remember how crazy the world is, that the world is always about to end. We remember the angel coming to Mary and saying, will you do this? And her saying yes. We remember John the Baptist proclaiming and preparing the way. And we remember ourselves along the way with them. We remember ourselves as we say, this world is crazy. I have nothing. I don't know what to hang on to. What should I find to hang on to? Our answer, here is Jesus. Hang on to him. I am broken. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. What should I do? Here is Jesus. Hang on to him. Now that I'm hanging on to Jesus, what should I do? Use your voice. Proclaim the good news of salvation. The Messiah is here. Each year you are asked, how is Jesus coming into my life? How is Jesus coming into my life? How is Jesus coming into my life? You don't need to go all the way to Israel and sit in the basement of Helena's chapel. You can go right now. And you can hear the voice of the one in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. You prepare. It's our turn. It's our turn. It's our turn once again to be ready, to make ready for this amazing thing that's about to happen, where we scream it from the mountaintops, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. And as we sang just a few minutes ago, rejoice. So we have no idea what the future holds, although you should be nervous. But we do know this. We've heard the voice proclaiming the word. And so we rejoice because we're ready. Amen.
There's gonna be
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.